headphones at the moment. Sean Badden from Langdon, who is an artist, is here to talk about an exhibition which is happening called Morning, which is going to be on the 24th of September. You're nice and relaxed now. You can say yes.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Cue to the question.
Nodding doesn't work so much so very well on the radio. Now, I've been chatting about, you've got an exhibition coming up. It's the 24th of September. We'll talk about Radical Essex in a while. So tell us about the exhibition.
Yeah, so the project's called Morning, as you said, and it's, we've been doing it for quite a few years now. It all actually started, I came across some sort of large green space in Langdon, having moved back to sort of the area, having left for quite a few years, and sort of just walking my parents' dog, and found this sort of massive green space, which is quite amazing, because obviously quite parts of Langdon is quite residential, and there was like these old sort of 70s climbing frames sort of just scattered around, and sort of I kept going back to the park, just sort of walking the dog, and I found them really intriguing, but they're all kind of there were space race themed sort of 70s, so kind of like a lot of people probably remember them, they're quite iconic, especially something like the moon probe and all these different sort of ones from that period. So I was kind of thought, well, it'd be kind of cool. But they were all kind of like, the paint was all cracking and they were kind of all sort of falling, not falling to bits, but there wasn't really many people engaging with the area, possibly. There's a lot of dog walkers and runners. But anyway, so I sort of thought, oh, it'd be interesting to repaint them so they look new again, but giving them a sort of like, because they were becoming a bit like sculptures in a way. So painting them in sort of a UV neon paint so at night they can glow.
Yeah.
And then during the day they look new again. And really it's... so I contacted the council as you do to try.
Did you do it in secret?
Just no. If we'd done it in secret, we probably would have done it about 2 years ago.
Right.
but we kind of contacted the council, and it was kind of from that process. They sort of, they had their plans for the town. Langdon's about to go through, I think, a lot of changes in the next few years in regards to the sort of shopping centre and sort of other bits and bobs. So so it's kind of become. They were like, well, we've got to do something with the park anyway. You've got your idea. How can sort of this coexist together? And then sort of while that process was happening with the council, I ended up sort of really trying to learn about my hometown again. So I met with a local archive group, and they pretty much sort of, single-handedly educated me about the history of my town, because it goes back far further than I even imagined.
Yeah.
And then sort of having just meeting other people, we've met with like a local designer who's done a lot of our design work, who's also from Basildon. So a lot of it's kind of gravitated to the area. So all the people we're working with, the curator I work with who's helped sort of produce the project, he's also a Basildon boy. We're all Basildon boys and girls, really. And we've got a design historian who's externally from the town. But yeah, and basically what we're doing is we've got a new park that we're going to be launching that's been designed by a company called Hargs SMP. And really we're trying to then also, we're doing guided tours with like the archive group, because in the park there's like Plotland history, so there's people that actually lived in that park, like 60, 70 years ago, before the New Towns Act. And so we're doing like guided tours, walks, we're gonna have picnic food, so it's kind of like the families can enjoy and the kids can enjoy the park. The older people that want to learn about the past of the town can do the guided tours. And then in the evening, we've got community centre, King Edward Community Centre down the road on King Edward Road. And we're putting together a bit of an exhibition, trying to use the archive imagery a bit differently.
Yeah.
Basically, we've created a bar.
Right.
Painted installations. You can all come and have a drink and look at some imagery. And we've got a film. We've been working with a filmmaker who's doing, Chris Smith, who's been doing a film called Newtown Utopia.
Yes. Yeah.
Great guy. And he's been sort of like, he helped us sort of send us a few videos. And like, these can go in your showreel. And things like that. So yeah, that's pretty, that's
what are the interesting things that you found out, and what these people that lived in the park were they actually sort of camping there, or their houses on the edge of the
like
park
this, for me I was like I had no well not that I think it's the history of the town but like I didn't well I knew that it was a new town that had been built post like after the Second World War, because everything got blitzed in the east, and everyone was like, well, we've got to put them, this sort of mass housing crisis. So the new towns in 1946 was come up with an idea, and then in 1949 Basildon got designated, and I kind of assumed it was like, well, that's the only history I know, I don't know why. And it's from meeting the archive group, and they were like, yeah, there was like, I think, I'm not going to use numbers here because I probably could be completely wrong, but there was a lot of people already residing in the town that was basically a community that already existed in Langdon, because Langdon's much older than Basildon itself. And the plot, I think it was like the Plotland period, I'd guess, because a lot of people they would sold, I think it was like agricultural farming in late 1800s, and then bad harvest, and they sold up the land to plots. So you kind of literally like you could get like a 2-acre plot for, it's probably dirt cheap, and you'd move over there. And a lot of people would build their own houses, sort of, some people would call them shacks or whatever, but they build the property, and then they'd sort of commute into London. But then they thought, well, actually, why don't we just move out here? So they did, and that was kind of born. I think the changes from sort of the new town sort of, I don't know, it's a bit of an interesting history there that might not always be acknowledged. So we're really trying to make sure this project kind of has the past, present and future, trying to coexist together. And that's what, yeah.
Can people still, you know, the frames you're saying about, so they're still there, cause people, children can use them during the day and they sort of glow.
Yeah, so like
glow at night.
So yeah, they've kind of, yeah, so we're bonkers.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go down, I want to see this, yeah.
What have we done? But yeah, so going back to this kind of sort of collaboration with the council where they were like, well, we need to put a new park in, and they were basically, they were going to get rid of the frames, and we're like, well, actually they're really awesome in a kind of interesting kind of way, you know, their design value. They're so sort of, you know, aspirational, kind of the space race, the 70s, that sort of, and that time in Basel and Langdon was its peak in theory.
So they
represent that sort of modernist period, I guess. So so what we've done is we've taken the council, obviously wanted to build a new park, so they've gotten Haag's SMP, a company that are an incredible company. They've designed, sort of, it's not a conceptual park, but they've designed the park around the heritage climate frames, because you can't take them out, because I don't think they pass current day health and safety, but hey, we won't talk about that. So what they've done is they've sort of designed a park around the old, so it's kind of an interesting take on, you know, I guess if you're going to install a new park, rather than just getting rid of the old and putting a new one in, they've found a way to exist together, and they're kind of, it's hopefully should look awesome, but only the old ones will glow in the dark.
Yeah.
So it shows that kind of, not only can the old stuff stay current, but it even can have another little, you know, a bit of a contemporaneous to it. So, but you have to go, so after we've kind of done the day launch at the park with all the walks, the picnic and all that, then we've got the evening stuff, the community centre. At 9 o'clock, once it's dark, we're going to go over with all our UV torches and see if we can make them glow. So you've kind of got to activate them. They don't just kind of sort of glow willy-nilly, I guess.
Oh, right. You've got to activate. That makes it more in, yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of, you physically have to engage with them in a way. And we're going to sort of put torches around different places in Langdon. You can contact me. And we're probably going to sort of keep doing sort of guided tours in the evening if people want to come over. But it's kind of an odd time to engage with a park, I guess. But it's interesting. It kind of has something. I don't think there's any other town that probably has heritage climate frames, space race that glow in the dark. So hopefully it'll be a first of a, well, the only one, really.
You could do some sci-fi sort of plays and things over there.
I think there is.
My brain's going
there
already.
There is scope. There is scope for things to be done there. Yeah, we'll have to speak to Chris Smith and see if he will incorporate into his film or something.
Now, you are an artist yourself. You have got some tattoos. you know, I say this because everyone's going, why are you being so personal? But you showed me the tattoo earlier, which is on your arm, which is actually the one of the climbing frames.
Yeah.
So tell us about the stories of your tattoos, because it's interesting. Because it is, a lot of people just go and they have, I don't know, a cartoon character, and you go, why'd you get that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think, for me, when I started this project, which is now May 2014 was when I started it, so that's over 2.5 years ago, I think, or just about. So it's a long time to kind of be devoted to a single project. For me as an artist, it's like, you know, you can make a painting and, you know, it could be done in a few months or whatever. So it's kind of, and I do work in that way, into the community, you know, you really getting to know people in different groups. But after a year of sort of pursuing this project, I thought, cool, I need something sort of like personal permanence here. I need something to show is like kind of, I've got to keep going. Yeah. So I've got the moon probe, which is probably the most iconic one in that park, which we're restoring. So I got it tattooed on, but it's a drawing of the moon probe that I did. So it's a tattoo of the drawing. So it's even a bit more kind of personal.
All those tattoos are to do with work you've done, and you'd actually designed all of them.
Yeah, designed all of them. But they're kind of, that's only a recent thing, really. Some of the older ones are a bit kind of, they're a bit of a mishmash of my younger days. But a lot of the ones now, the one recent I've got is from another project I've just completed. So they're kind of, they're like markers, really, of sort of all the art projects I do. God, I don't know why, what have I started. That's this is going to be, but by the time I'm 50, if I keep doing projects at this rate, I'm going to be covered.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it? You're
going
to get any colours put in as well?
Oh, I don't know. That's a whole other. That's a whole.
Because I don't understand. I know tattoo people who've got tattoos. You got some people who just has to be a black tattoo, nothing else, and then you've got the people who have the coloured tattoos.
Yeah, I think I just started no colour and I thought I'd keep with that.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with that theme.
Yeah, stick with that.
With your own artwork, what sort of medium do you, are you painting? Is it sculpting or is it you do a mixture?
Everything, I think, really. Like, I think a lot of the projects or works I create come from, I guess, the idea is that, you know, when I first encountered these climbing frames, though I did do a lot of drawings, a lot of kind of photographs, a lot of writing about them, and then I did do a few exhibitions at the beginning, which was kind of more my personal investigation, and then it kind of sort of went, the more I kind of explored the town, the project, kind of the symbolism of climbing frames, their history of play and things like that, you know, once I sort of got into that, that's also as much of an important process, but that's kind of quite hard to see. It's kind of process-based artwork in a way. So, you know, obviously we've got a lot of writing, a lot of photographs, you know, a lot of photographs on our Twitter. But, you know, though I've created works that do exist in exhibition spaces or gallery spaces, but, you know, this the process of also working on a project like this, meeting all these people, that is just as valid. Mm. I know we've got this kind of, hopefully, this launch, which will, you know, hopefully try and show what we've done over the last few years, but even that is so hard. But to be fair, probably the biggest bit would be trying to get everyone there. You know, all the... Because, you know, I've learned a lot from the archive group about the history of town, but I would no way be, like, an advocate of being able to sort of give you the history. So hopefully those people turn up and then they kind of can contribute to those conversations and we get the design historian turn up and she can contribute to those. And hopefully, really, I think the main objective is just to get conversation about kind of, you know, the past, present, future in Langdon and wider conversations, really.
Yeah. So if you do want to find out more, there will be some leaflets in the Brentwood Centre, but it's the launch is the 24th of September between 5 and 6.30 in the evening at Victoria Park, which is in Basildon, and then between 7 and 9 o'clock you've got the King Edward Community Centre where you're going to have all the film and, more importantly, well, same morning, the bar.
Because
you can have a look around, and it's always nice to just be able to get that little bit of drink after.
That's it. Yeah, they kind of associates well with art. Everyone goes there. You know, if you go to an exhibition, there's always a bit of wine or a bit of something.
I don't know. I reckon there's got to be cocktails. It's got you're all arty. You're not going to just go, here's brilliant, a little glass of wine in a plastic cup. It's going to be something. You know,
that's true. We're flamboyant. We'll have to get some pineapples on the go and coconut.
I think so. I thought the bar was... That's it. When you say art installation, you're going to the bar, I imagine a bar with...
We need to up our game, really, Michelle.
You
know?
Do.
I really need
you
to
want to get in there and
expectations
start,
are down high.
You want to start carving those pineapples when you get back. And if people want to take a look at your artwork, Sean, have you got your own website?
Yes, it's just my name.com, so www.seancbadham.com. The project is also part of a wider sort of... this project, part of Radical Essex, which is a wider sort of... you know, a project orchestrated by other arts organisations like Focal Point Gallery in Southend and sort of First Sight in Colchester, and they're really trying to sort of, really sort of highlight the activity that's happened in Essex over the last sort of, you know, 50 years, I think, or even longer than that. So they've got an architecture weekend next weekend up in Silver End, which is cool, and they've got lots of speakers and films and things like that. So, yeah, but we're also on that website as well. So if you can't remember my name, Radical Essex, put that into Google and something should come up.
You should have that as your name.
That'd just be Radical Essex.
Wouldn't that be a great name for an artist? What's your name? Radical. Yeah. I like it. I think it's good, right? It sounds better than Banksy anyway, I think.
Yeah,
who's Banksy
fair, it
anyway? Thank you very much for coming in. We will make sure all the details are up on the website, and if you do want to have a look at the Twitter feed, it's at project_morning.
Yeah, fantastic.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See, I told you it'd be all right.
Yeah, perfect.
No need to worry.